USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is the price of consumer goods and services purchased by households, measured over time. The August report released moments ago indicates inflation continues as the cost of living in America digs deeper into your money. The Labor Department report shows the CPI rose 0.1% for the month and 4% for the year. That means the 5.3% annual increase still keeps inflation at its worst numbers in 13 years. U.S. taxpayers are pouring millions of more dollars into Afghanistan, and Iraqi reports.
The U.S. announced Monday that it will send about $64 million in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The State Department says it will come from the U.S. Agency for International Development and will be distributed by the U.N. and independent aid groups. The announcement comes a day after the United Nations issued an emergency call for aid from the international community to stop famine and a public health crisis in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.